almost $8,000 in damages. Officers have reviewed CCTV footage and identified four boys between the ages of 13 and 16. Police confirmed yesterday the youths were being interviewed in regard to the offences in the presence of their parents. Adam Marshall, member for Northern Tablelands, has presented a cheque of $2,000 for state government funding for the Gara Sporting Shooters of Australia Association to upgrade its Lock Arbor firing range. Mr Marshall said the funding was part of the government's 2014-2015 Safe Shooting Program, which aimed to increase the safety at shooting facilities throughout New South Wales.
No, the Gara Sporting Shooters Association of Australia branch have got a fantastic range located between Armidale and Gara, in which they have a number of shoots every year where they attract people from right around the state. And it's great to see that this money is flowing to some of our smaller clubs in the region to upgrade their facilities. This money will be used to extend the number of benches which the range has, which means they'll actually qualify to host some higher level competitions, bringing more people to our region and encouraging our local shooters to reach a higher level, but also to be able to shoot with people of a much higher standard.
Local women with an aggressive form of breast cancer may now have access to two additional treatment options on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. Perjeptart and Cadcyllia are targeted treatments for advanced HER2 positive breast cancer